Begin transmission.
Whee-hill. It is 1930 UTC. Oh yeah. And that means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Because that's what we always do at 1930 UTC.
Oh yeah.
Oh, so yeah. My name's Tobe.
Oh yeah.
I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I have fun things to tell you. As I sit here in front of my TV, waiting for Champions League to start. Oh, what time is it? Oh, we got the pregame show to go still. We could potentially have 45 minutes before the game starts. That's no good. I don't feel like waiting that long. So instead, I think I'll drink a little bit of tea. Oh, yeah. It's good. It's actually pretty warm here today. It's warm, but it is windy. And so we can't really go outside, at least not with, you know, live microphones. I have actually gone outside today. But I'll tell you about that in a minute. I got up kind of early, so my schedule's all messed up. But last night, after I listened to the Intergalactic Wasabi Mix, I was listening to Snow Dusk's show, and afterwards I decided to go to Herrenhaven because it was right during Golden Hour. And so I drove to Herrenhaven, parked, got out of my car, and I walked about maybe 10 steps around the building. I was right in front of the picnic table, and I saw some movement out of the corner of my eye, and I turned to my right, and I saw a fox running across the Mulhall's property. And I was like, oh, wow. So I jumped up onto the picnic table so I could get a better view. And while the fox was running across the Mulhall's property, he noticed that there were a couple of geese. And so he ran over to the geese and tried to attack the geese. The geese wouldn't have anything of it. And there was a brief conflict that didn't last more than 5 seconds. And then the fox ran into the cut. And into Herrenhaven proper and into the forest. And the geese were fine. The geese recovered. They were not injured in any way. And so I saw the fox and I was all, woohoo. And I didn't see any marmots, although I was looking for them. But I did see something else last night. I saw Big Bluey. The blue herons have returned, so Big Bluey's here. Other herons will show up soon. And any day now, we should start getting egrets. The white egrets always show up about halfway through April. So that was exciting. And then I went down there again this morning. It was too windy. I was going to take all this stuff with me.
Oh, yeah.
But I decided not to, and I was glad I didn't. And there was a lot of people at Herrenhaven today, and I didn't see anything. I was looking for dudes. I saw nothing. Saw some ducks and geese, of course, but no marmots, no herons, no nothing. And so I was driving home, and I thought, oh, I'm going to go up the Turkey Street. You know, Manderson Drive or Manderson Street or whatever that is, that's right up above Herrenhaven. I thought, I'm going to go up there, see if I can see some turkeys. And I couldn't find any turkeys, and I couldn't find any turkeys. And right when I was almost out of turkey zone, there was a turkey lying in the dust bath. And he was rolling around and kicking up the dust. And I slowed down, and he rolled over, and he looked at me, and he's like, hey. And I was like, dude. And so I kept driving. I saw a turkey. I'm so happy. So I turned off of Manderson back onto Old Maple Road, and I went about a block. And there's this white car on whatever street that is, like 109th Street, getting ready to turn onto Old Maple Road. And it was, you know, because I have that radar, I can tell from 50 yards away, oh, it's a cute girl. And as I got closer, I realized it was Haley from the grocery store, my favorite cashier. She must have been going to work because this would have been like quarter to noon. And so as I was driving by, I was waving, hi, and she's waving back, hi. And that was fun. So I saw Haley. That was nice. And I saw a turkey. But other than that, I'm just sitting around. Seems like there was something else I was going to mention. Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is funny. The taggers in my neighborhood have gotten a little bit smarter. There's two taggers that live in my neighborhood or close to it. I got a couple of apartment complexes here and there. And I know one guy lives in the apartment complex up the street. I don't know where the other guy lives, but I suspect he lives in the apartment complex that's across the interstate. And I noticed like 2 or 3 days ago, oh wait, before I go on, the two taggers are Cruz and Stool. Cruz I can read. I don't know what the other guy's tag is, but it looks vaguely like stool or stole or S-T-O-L. Tea time. Why is my throat so dry today? Well, about 3-4 days ago, Stool, he tagged the bridge over the interstate again in his usual spot. And by the next day, the city had obliterated it. That tag wasn't up for 24 hours. Maybe 36 hours. I don't know. It's just funny. And I've considered hitting that bridge myself. Of course, I wouldn't tag it. I would actually, you know, paint some art. But that's neither here nor there. But then the other day, Stool and Cruz came through again. And this time they got smart. Instead of hitting walls and utility boxes and stuff like that, they started just hitting the street. And this is brilliant because, you know, my street just got re-asphalted last year, so it's nice and black. And they came through with white paint and they did their tags small, right in the middle of the street, near the seams where the asphalt was laid. Why is this brilliant? Because there are other city marks. The city has come through and spray painted little marks in places where there's, you know, utility lines and stuff. And the city always marks up the streets like this. And so it's actually smart that the taggers have now tagged the middle of the street near and in the style of some of the other city markings. And so they blend right in. And these have been standing now for 3 or 4 days. And not bad. Not bad at all. That I was kind of impressed by that. I thought, okay, that's smart. And they have hit my street all the way from at least the junior high school where that other apartment complex is, all the way to Maplewood Boulevard. So they've done about, I don't know, how far is that? Is that a mile? No, it's not a mile. It's close to a mile. Let's just say 1¾ kilometers. Oh, yeah. Got my tea going. Pretty excited about it. Better check the TV. Where's my football? Where's my football? Okay, here we go. Champions League pregame show. And look, they're showing Ronaldo getting a goal. And here's Ronaldo getting another goal. It's a nice bicycle kick. What's on the other channel? Do we have both channels of Champions League today? I think we do. And we are confirmed. Yes, we do. All right. So that starts in, what, half an hour? Who knows? And which game do I feel like watching? I don't know. I'm not sure what games are on. Juve is one of the games. I'll probably watch the Juve game. So we'll just see what happens here. In the meantime,
oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh yeah, oh yeah.
Here's that weird beat we made yesterday on the pocket operator. Gigi Buffon's wearing his lucky black goalie shirt today, all right. And here's some music. Is it just me, or does this vaguely sound like the beginning of Knight Rider?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't actually seen Knight Rider in a long time, but something about this reminds me of that theme music. And there's our sample from the other day. Sounds like Mario jumping over something. I don't know. I had an idea last night. Now I can't remember what it was. I was thinking, oh, yeah, you know, it would be cool as if this, that, blah, blah, blah. What was I thinking? I don't remember. Godzilla last night, the Bryan Cranston, Aaron Taylor Johnson one. It was all right. I'm just glad they brought back the Mutos. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you're not a huge Godzilla fan. I do love the Mutos. Okay, so what are we doing today? Do we want to do some programming of the pocket operator? Tony's telling me something. Play more Tencho. How's this for Tencho? Oh, it's Tencho-rific. All right, what to do? What do we feel like doing today, kids? Should we mess it all up? You know what? Let's just be bold. Let's just erase it all. Kapow, it's gone! I had an idea for something last night. Now I can't remember what it was. I was thinking, oh, this is what I should do, and that'll be neat. I'll do this, that, and blah, blah, blah. And now I don't remember what I was doing. And why are they showing... That was weird. They were showing highlights of Ronaldo when he played at Manchester United. Everybody loves Cristiano Ronaldo. All right, so I'm going over into write mode here. And what do I feel like doing? I'm just doing whatever I feel like. What is that beep? I love it. It's so weird. Beep, beep. Talk to me, beeper. Oh, I just remembered what I was doing. Let's stop this real quick. Remember that sample we did the other day, yesterday? It was basically this. We sampled the PL tone, the VL tone, the Casio VL tone. And if you remember from yesterday, the sample was too long. It was 2 bars long. Well, it turns out that you can adjust the speed of the samples. And so I cut the speed in half and therefore shortened the sample. So it's now only 1 bar long. And that's what I was going to do. I was going to use this. Because, you know, those notes, those low notes, they got corrupted or artifacted or something, so they have that funny grind. Hoot, hoot, rot, 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 rot. And that's so bizarre that when you play it up high, it sounds like some old video game noise. I had some little device that made that grok, grok, grok sound. And so we're going to use that sample. That one there. Now let's put it somewhere. Why doesn't it want to do the whole thing for me? There we go. That is so weird. All right. Hey. We're not going to get a bass line in here anywhere. There's no room. It's so weird, but I'm into it. What are we gonna do about this drum beat, though? I know what I want to do. Here we go. Not that you can really tell much of a difference there, but I swapped out one of the bass drums. That's really weird. Although I just learned something about this. If you want the sample to go long, when you select the sound, hold it for its entire duration. If you want it to go short, lift your finger off the button when you want it to stop. Too bad we can't get a bass line in there or anything. Now let me see. Let's mess with the timing of that sample a little bit more and see what we get. So first select the sound. That's not it. That's it right there. Now we can adjust the speed. Here's where it was. Right? We can slow it down. And that's the speed at which I originally played it. And we can speed it up all the way to this. And what if we do that now? Pow, pow. Yeah. Okay, so now with that sample sped all the way up, we've got a little bit of room for some kind of bass line if we can fit it in the back somewhere. But we're going to need to change the scale on that. And how do we do that? Hold pattern, turn knob B. So, we hold pattern, turn knob B. And we go to minor. There we go. Okay, so we sort of have a bass line. Now, should we start messing with effects and stuff? What do I want to do with this? It's not that interesting. Let's, I don't know. Let's see what we get. I don't believe that worked. I'm impressed with myself. Okay, what I did here was, this is hard to explain. No, it's not. As you know, that little funky little sample, it takes up the entire first two beats. And then I put that bass line in the second or last two beats of the measure. Then I let the pattern play in write mode. And when the sample was over, I hit that stutter effect and held it down through the bass line. So we get the bass line stuttered. So the first half of the bar is unaffected, but the second half has that stutter. And so we get that instead of the straight bass line that I programmed. And I think that kind of goes with that funky little sample. And you can really hear it in the beat there, because you can hear the hi-hats and the kick drums stutter. So weird. It sounds like there's a dog barking in the background. Oh, that's something we could use too. Did it? I wonder if I can squeeze. Do we have any more room to squeeze any more bits in? Let's see what we got here. Well, how about instead of that boop, we put in... Wait a minute. What's that sound? What was that sound, Pippa? What's going on? Oh my God. That freaked me out. It's just my lawn guy. He's in my backyard. And he's, you know, scooping up leaves and stuff up against my house. And I could hear the sound, but I had my headphones on, so I couldn't really identify the sound. And I just thought there was something over there. My cat was looking over there. And okay, So it's cool. Just my lawn guy doing lawn stuff. What are we doing? What are we doing? Let's change this to this. I stuck that in at the end there. I don't have much more room for anything else. We have maxed out the capacity. The sequencer capacity. Oh, wait, I just tried to put my glasses on. I can't put my glasses on with my headphones. They're showing me the lineups for the game. So, Sevilla, man, they got a lot of guys on yellow cards. And Ramirez is on the bench. Okay, whatever. And Nzonzi's on the field, though. I like him. Nzonzi. All right, so I've got football starting up really soon. I got apparently Bayern Munich versus Sevilla on this channel. What do I have on the other channel? Whatever the other game is, I don't really need to look right now. I don't think it's going to start for another 5 minutes. So I'm drinking tea. It's so yummy. I needed that. You know what else? I've been eating a lot of Rice Krispies lately. Not for breakfast. I just like to fill up a cup full of Rice Krispies and then I'll sort of snack on that for a while. And that's what I've been eating for the last couple days. Rice Krispies. And now my cat can hear my lawn guy too. And so you jump up on the dryer, Pippa. Jump up there and you can look out the window. Yeah, so I think I might go back to Herrenhaven. Maybe not now. I need to run some errands, though. I kind of need to go to the store. So that's what I'm going to do. I got to go to the store. And I was going to do something else while I was out. Now I can't remember what it was. Oh, I don't know. I'll go to Herrenhaven later tonight, I think. I think as soon as the sun starts going down, I'll go out there and look for some more rad dudes. I kind of like that beat. It's kind of cool. The way it stutters after the fact. I can dig it. Oh, yes. Once again, let's just kill that for a second. We have run out of time. Oh, it's time for me to say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. Oh, yeah. Oh. Right here on Anon Radio. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Tune in tomorrow for who knows what. We'll probably go outside, but for right now, I'm gone. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.